If they speak up on the side today, we'll have the CNN children.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, you and Minister Lavrov of Russia appear to be calling each other liars. In essence, you are saying that Russia is providing helicopters. In fact, the word was used en route today, en route to Syria. Minister Lavrov completely denies that. He says they're providing air defense systems, but everything that they are providing does not violate international laws. Then he threw it back at you and said that the U.S. indeed is providing arms and weapons. So you can't both be right. Who is?
Well, I was very clear yesterday about our concerns regarding the continuing military relationship between Moscow and the Assad regime. We have repeatedly urged the Russian government to cut these military ties completely and to suspend all further support and deliveries. Obviously, we know because they confirm that they continue to deliver. And we believe that the situation is spiraling towards civil war, and it's now time for everyone in the international community, including Russia, and all Security Council members, to speak to Assad with a unified voice and insist that the violence stop and come together with Kofi Annan to plan a political transition going forward. It is something that we believe is in everyone's interest, most particularly the Syrian people. And Russia says it wants peace and stability restored. It says it has no particular love lost for Assad, and it also claims to have vital interests in the region and relationships that it wants to continue to keep. They put all of that at risk if they do not move more constructively right now. And I would emphasize that the United States has provided no military support to the Syrian opposition. None. All of our support has been medical and humanitarian to help relieve the suffering of the Syrian people, a total of $52 million so far. We have also provided non-lethal support to the opposition, including things like communications gear. Rather than having a long-distance debate with my colleague, with whom I work on so many issues on a regular basis, I would urge that we follow the lead and request of Kofi Annan and come together to try to implement the pillars of his plan, including a framework for a political transition. And that is what we have been advocating for, and that is what I stand ready to do.